is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Tuesday here on the program. Glad you're here with us for the conversation. The hotline number, if you'd like to throw your chips into the pool. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Glad to have you along. You know, a lot of things to deal with today, but I think that maybe the most important is the big executive action coming today from the president on the Clean Power Plan, setting it back, rolling back these regulations from the Obama years. It's part of the campaign pledge to unravel Obama's plans to curb global warming. At least that was the published point of view. But the president today, President Trump, set to sign the executive order that will suspend, rescind, or flag for review more than a half dozen parts of this program. He says it's an effort to boost more domestic energy production. By the way, have you noticed how cheap fuel is lately? I saw it for, we were down to 209 yesterday. Yeah, 209. Let's be honest, that maybe not best for the energy sector at some points when it gets too low, but for the average guy driving down the road with a pickup truck to see 209, not too bad. Anyhow, as part of this rollback, the president will initiate a review of the Clean Power Plan, which restricts greenhouse gas emissions, so-called greenhouse gas emissions, at coal-fired power plants. The question is, what will it mean for states like Michigan, where a whole host of coal-fired power plants are being shuttered right now and set to be closed over the next few years? Will this change anything? Because it would save a tremendous amount of effort, I would assume, and money if you didn't have to close all these power plants. However, when the Supreme Court struck down part of this initiative, we spoke to members of Consumers Energy who said they were going to continue with the closing of those plants because it was already in the works. And I wonder if this will change anything. We'll try to talk to them, of course, over the course of time here, as soon as we can, to find out what their situation is going for. Are they going to continue to close plants? And if so, why? Because clearly building new plants is expensive to you and I. And if you look north across the border, electric rates in Ontario have jumped 350% or more, on their way to 500% in total increases. That's been according to people we've had here on this program several times, because Ontario got rid of all their coal-fired power plants. There's not one left in the province that reaches all the way from Buffalo to north of Minneapolis. Huge piece of real estate. And I want you to think about that. How expensive would it be for you if your electric bill this month went up and doubled? That'd be a lot. If it tripled, it'd be horrible. We're talking about going up five times. Five times. If you have a $100 electric bill, it's now $500. If you have a $200 electric bill, it's now $1,000 a month. $10,000 extra a year. How are you going to pay for that? Where is that coming out of the budget? And how does that even make sense? So anyhow, this is a big part of rolling back regulations that Donald Trump campaigned on. The Trump thinks this can also help stimulate the economy. He has also called global warming a hoax on occasion, invented by the Chinese, and repeatedly criticized the power plant rule and others as an attack on American workers and the struggling U.S. coal industry. The contents of the order were outlined to reporters in a sometimes tense briefing with a senior White House official whom aides insisted speak without attribution, despite Trump's criticism of the use of unnamed sources. The official at one point appeared to break with mainstream climate science, denying familiarity with widely publicized concerns about the potential adverse economic impacts of climate change, so on and so forth. Rising sea levels, this is coming from Fox News, this little bit that I'm reading here. In addition to pulling back from the Clean Power Plan, the administration will also lift a 14-month-old moratorium on new coal leases on federal land. That's also imposed by the Obama administration. The order will also chip away at other regulations, including scrapping language on, quote, the social cost of greenhouse gases. It will initiate a review of efforts to reduce the emission of methane in oil and natural gas production, as well as Bureau of Land Management hydraulic fracturing rules to determine whether those reflect the president's policy priorities. And it will also rescind Obama-era executive orders and memoranda, including one that addressed climate change and national security and one that sought to prepare the country for the impacts of climate change. So if you are an environmentalist that believes that climate change is a dire threat to the nation and the world, this is a very bad day for you. If you're somebody who believes that climate change is a hoax, this is a very good day for you. And if you're somebody like me who's kind of like in the middle, clearly climate change happens, but I'm not sure I'm the one responsible for it, kind of where I find myself, I can assure you that climate change is real. That's how I can go look at Lake Michigan on occasion, because the glaciers melted at some point. Pretty much proof positive that the place got warmer over time. Is it my fault? I'm not sure that it is, and I'm not sure that, you know, giving me a big tax or telling me to pay more is going to fix the fact that the dinosaurs died. All right, I'm just throwing that out there. But I believe that this will have a big impact on what we're doing going forward. Another big initiative today, Jeff Sessions says grants are going to be withheld from sanctuary cities. He's going to hold the money back. State and local governments seeking Justice Department grants must certify they are not so-called sanctuary cities. This is the way it should be. If you violate federal law, if you knowingly violate federal law, if you thumb your nose, we're not going to do whatever we want. We're not going to help the federal government. Whoever thumbs their nose the federal government, that's good. Tell the people that live in your city that you're going to give up X number of millions of dollars because you think it's more important to have your political agenda than it is to follow federal law. Now, if you want to change the federal law, you can do that. Get a bill through Congress that would make it legal for illegal aliens to take up residency whenever they want. But thumbing your nose at federal law is not going to fly any further. Sessions made that announcement when he strode to the podium in a surprise appearance at the White House press room. Such policies cannot continue, he said. They make our nation less safe by putting dangerous criminals back on the streets. Today, I'm urging states and local jurisdictions to comply with these federal laws, urging you, because if you don't comply, we're going to take money back away from you. That's just the way it is. If you don't comply, we are not going to give you federal funds for this program or that program or any program for that matter. If you don't follow the rules, you don't get to benefit. You don't get to benefit from that behavior. Does that make sense to everybody here? Does everybody get that? So Jeff Sessions cracking down on sanctuary cities at the behest and the blessing of the president and those that voted him into something else that the president said he would do. Keeping another promise. Yet another promise kept. 14 after Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show.